The Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra, it's kicking off its 8th season in just a couple of weeks from now. We have a board member joining us here on Palmetto Mornings from the Rock Hill Symphony, and it's none other than Betty Plum. Good morning to you, Betty. Welcome.
Good morning, Lucas.
Yeah,
and good morning,
in.
Ashley.
Yes.
Well, we love the Plum family, mm-hmm. and of course you would be involved with the Symphony Orchestra because you are involved with things that better our community. But what was it about the Symphony Orchestra that you said, hey, listen, I want to get involved and then serve as a board member yeah. in the role as treasurer?
Well, actually, I've been involved, as you say, in the arts for a long time, and for 30 years as an arts advocate with the South Carolina Arts Alliance. But I wanted to do something different when I retired, and that was to learn something new every day. And I didn't know really how did a professional symphony work. And so I was always curious. So then when Sarah Lynn Hayes asked me if I would join, I thought, this is my chance. And yeah. and it's been rocking and rolling ever
it
since.
It sure has for almost eight years.
Yeah, now. Eight seasons. But before I start, I want to congratulate all of you at WRHI for all the awards you have just won.
Oh,
you're a fantastic
you.
Team.
Thank you.
And
Betty.
We thank you for wow. having us. And Ashley was our moderator for our sold out Lunch and Learn mm-hmm. last week, which is fabulous. So yeah. we make a good team.
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
Thanks for having learned a lot there.
Yes,
that
we
I didn't
really
know.
Did. Yeah. We really did. And I kind of touched on this yesterday. So that Lunch and Learn was two folks who they played the cello in the
That's
symphony,
right.
but they are also on the administrative
That's
staff.
Right.
One acts as the librarian, and then one
is our personnel manager
personnel.
And does
so,
all the
like,
hiring and gets
HR
the contracts
and,
ready. And
yeah.
So, you know, we've got some part-time help in our fabulous operations manager, Erica Smith,
absolutely.
Who does everything, and
keeps
I don't know how in a part-time.
Straight.
Absolutely. And we take on more and more things. We've pretty much got events going on, performances all year round, almost every month, there's something going on.
Well, you go into the schools.
We do.
And we've had an opportunity to be with your musicians when they've gone into the schools to share the love of, you know, symphony music with students, and they teach them about the instruments and I loved it just as much as the kids, so much so at one point I forgot to hit record on my device. I was so involved in it.
Exactly.
I think that is huge. And that's how you get the interest.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. We want our audiences to be engaged, and Christopher James Lees, our conductor, I mean, there's no one better to command a stage and bring the excellence of our musicians out in the audience and get the audience so excited they forget to turn on the recorder.
Right. And it's not only, he doesn't only do that for the students, but he does this at the actual concert. So there might
absolutely.
Be people coming in who have never been to the symphony or, you know, aren't regular attendees. And so he really kind of turns around kind of, you know, every other work or, you know, every other piece and says, you know, look for this, listen for
right,
this, watch
right.
this section, see, you know, how we all kind of interact together. And it really is a full
he
learning
does.
Experience
he
as
does.
Well. He's fantastic.
And he will be doing that at our first concert, which is going to be August 23rd. It's a Saturday. It's at 7:30 at Sullivan. But he is going to also have a pre-concert talk at 6:30. And so when you really want to get into the meat and potatoes of what is a Masterworks concert, it's probably our most classical type concert. And he has themes for all our concerts this entire season. And this one's called Friendship and Faith. And it's going to feature a violinist, William Schaub. I have to say his name right. And he is world-renowned, and he is going to be playing a German romantic composer, Max Bruch's famous piece, which is the Violin Concerto No. 1 in G minor. So that is something to be reckoned with, and he will do a beautiful job on that. And then we've got Nimrod by Edward Elgar, who is a leading figure in British music, who spearheaded 20th century English music renaissance. And you got to hear a little bit of Nimrod at Lunch and Learn with our two cellists. Appalachian Vistas by American composer Daniel Perdue. And then concluding with Felix Mendelssohn's uplifting Reformation Symphony No. 5. So we've got the classics there, some old and some new, and I think it's going to be fabulous.
And then when we look beyond August, again that concert that Betty just described, that's Friendship and Faith, Saturday, August the 23rd at 7:30. We look throughout the rest of this eighth season, and you have songs and stories happening on Sunday, October the 26th.
We do. That's our free family concert. Mm-hmm. Everybody's invited. You don't need a ticket. You don't have a special seat. You sit anywhere. And as I always like to tell people, to be comfortable at Sullivan, bring a cushion. They are wooden seats. As I've said before, I don't particularly need a cushion, but many people do, and we want everybody to be comfortable, so I always remind them to do that. That's going to be a fabulous concert, because that's going to be musical storytellers from Mozart to John Williams. Will take us to worlds we can only imagine. A little Halloween spookiness as well will
right
be thrown
up
in.
Alley. Mm-hmm.
That's right. And recognizable songs, but some catchy melodies, favorite popular for all ages. And you're encouraged to come in costume if you wish.
Oh, so well, there you
wear
go.
Wear your costume, bring your cushion. We're going to have a good time.
And maybe a sweater.
And maybe a sweater.
Cold.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. And we always have activities for the children prior to the concert, mm-hmm. and we also have student musicians doing a little pre-concert mm-hmm. from Casey Mix Violin Academy. And kids love that. Parents love that.
Yeah,
so it's
great.
A great intro into our free concert. And then that concert is repeated in schools the next day. Mm-hmm. We do all fifth graders in the district the next day at Sullivan. That's two concerts. Usually do a third concert for the school itself. And the next day we go to another school.
That's great.
So we stay busy with students in arts education, which is really important to lead to have the kind of audience that we want that will appreciate music and all kinds of music.
Absolutely. Of course, we're speaking with Betty Plum, who is the treasurer and director of development for the Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra. Betty, you mentioned you do a great job, or the symphony does a great job, of kind of mixing old and new. And you don't only have the concert series, but you have other events. And that's one that's coming up in September, where
yes.
it also mixes some old and some new. So let's talk
Absolutely.
About Bach and Brews in September.
Our Bach and Brews concerts and breweries has been very popular. So from doing one a year, we're now doing two a year to this year, hoping to maybe find a brewery in Fort Mill and even expand. But it's going to be exciting. It is September 16th, and it'll be at 7 o'clock with the doors opening at 6, and you'll want to get there early to get a seat because they are limited. This time we are going to be at Slow Play Brewery. And the tickets are $25, but you do get a $5 drink credit. So that's always exciting. And the music, yes, there's some Bach and some Mozart, but there'll be a little Rolling Stones and some Gloria Estefan and more. I mean, okay. Christopher knows how to mix and match and and get everybody out of their seats. And sometimes they do dance at the breweries off the side of the stage.
Love
here.
It.
Yeah.
We love that. Liquid Courage.
Absolutely.
Of course, that's happening in September. We already told you what the concert was like in October. As the rest of the season goes on, you've got the Magic of Christmas in December. You've got American Adventures in February of 2026 and the Best of Broadway in May of 2026. And that will round out the eighth season for the Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra. Betty, I think over the last 8 years, we've done a really good job, or the symphony has done a great job. I said we, as if we're like musicians on the stage.
You're our partners.
Yes, but we do believe in what you all do. But I think over the last 8 years, we hopefully have really worked hard to kind of break through with that stereotype mm-hmm. when people hear of a symphony orchestra. Now, you can get as fancy as you want, and the music, some pieces are very fancy and what you would expect, but you also bring it down to the entry level, to where folks just like music right. and they want to be part of it because they like good music. And you all have really done a great job, at least to a layman, to really welcome all kind of types.
Oh, definitely. You can come and wear anything. Mm-hmm. And it is just, we want you to be comfortable, and we want this to be accessible to everybody. And we feel that the programming that Christopher does is just that. And he does engage the audience. As you say, he turns around and talks to them. He gets us clapping, there's some audience involvement almost at every concert. Mm-hmm. And even at Christmas, we're going to be having sing-along. I mean, you know, we'll do the full thing, the full show.
Betty, if folks want to get tickets, they can become season pass holders, right? They can do all the shows, but you are making it easy to folks, but they can buy like batches of some of these
yes,
performances.
Yes, we have some new ticket ways of purchasing your tickets this year. You can either buy the two masterworks, the one in August and February. You can buy pick two or pick three of the four ticketed concerts. And I say ticketed because the free family concert doesn't have a ticket, but everyone can come to that. Or, and then you can buy individual tickets based on where you want to sit in our color-coded chart. So there's lots of ways to come. And then we have student tickets to all our season shows, which a lot of people don't realize. And they're $5, but they have to be bought at the door with a student ID. But we love to have students. Love to have children.
There you go. And to get tickets, you just go to rhsymphony.org.
That's right, /tickets, and you'll be right on the page with everything that's coming up, including Bach and Brews, which is already selling like crazy. So.
Well, all the concerts, again, are held at Sullivan Middle School here in Rock Hill. It's the Rock Hill Symphony. Their eighth season gets underway August the 23rd, Saturday, August the 23rd. It's called Friendship and Faith. That's the title of that production. At 7:30, go ahead and get your tickets now. Support the Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra. Betty, please tell the rest of the board and, of course, those musicians how much we appreciate what
Absolutely.
You all do. And we're big supporters of and believe in the magic of music.
I will. And I want to tell you that without our board and our volunteers, without our donors, corporate and individual, without a grant writing, without ticket buyers, we could not be as successful as we are. It takes all of that to fund a professional orchestra.
Well, you've come on the scene 8 years ago and you've lasted, and it gets better every year. So it sounds like the community is buying in for sure.
Right. Thank you.
All right,
you.
Betty, take care, friend.
Thank you.